Hello and welcome back to Let's Play Hellhunter Antinomian Part 5. If you saw Part 4, we made it through the manor. Killed the vampire guy. And we just made it to a harbor village. So, let us get going. I already have the game open and loaded our last save point. And we're going to start playing.
Saving point. You saved the game.
One more time, just to make sure all our health is good.
Welcome sign. That sign really screams tourist location from every inch of its surface. Signpost. The only locations that Elian recognizes on this sign are the wastelands to the west and the wharf of this village to the east. No. Actually, there's not very much outside the village.
Now, I will point out this puzzle was one that kind of confused me a little bit. So I think I have an idea, but it might take me a little bit to get through this.
To the wastelands.
Let's continue.
To the bridge. Saving.
Let's go to the bridge.
The bridge is made of bricks. Underneath, Elian hears some rat noises. After the bridge, the place starts to become more civilized. You have reached Harbor Village Bridge. Lamppost. This lamppost is placed in a strategic place. Not being able to see the bridge in the dark would be dangerous for tourists. Anyway, technology is even here. Bridge. The bridge is narrow. Not ideal for tourists with large-sized vehicles. Rats. Some rats gather here. Not a good sight for eventual tourists. To entry. To the market. Lamppost.
Okay, so we'll go to the market. So we're just at the entry.
Goods and souvenirs of all kinds are sold here. The core of the village is here.
All right.
You have reached Harbor Village Market. Stands. The stands are full of stuff. There's a wide variety, but the souvenirs seem a bit overpriced. Crowd. There's a lot of noise. Tourists and citizens gather without distinction.
Okay.
To the bridge. To the tourist area. To the square. Stands. To the square. To the tourist area.
We'll go here first.
This is the core of tourism. Ancient buildings are here, looking out to sea. Tourists visit them and rest inside inns nearby, dedicated to them.
All right.
You have reached Harbor Village, tourist off-road. This vehicle certainly belongs to some tourist.
Someone has a doggo off to the right.
Tourists. They are a couple of tourists. They are busy with the tour and travel from house to house, taking tons of shots. To market, off-road.
I'll go to the market and then hit the square.
You have reached Harbor to the square.
Just hit left arrow to jump right to it. This is the last item.
In the square, people meet with others and rest during their break from work or any other activity. Elian can't believe to see someone with a smartphone in his hand, even here. Aside from that, there's not much to see here. You have reached Harbor Village Square.
I'll be right back. I think I heard something. I guess not, okay. So, I will get right back to the game.
Lampposts. This is a place where light should never be missing. For someone, the day is long. It's best to stay here for a while before returning home. People. There's not too many people at the moment. Tourists are usually still sleeping at this time, and villagers are already at work.
Okay, now I will be back. Okay, guys, I'm back. Sorry, I got a text. Person's not typing, but not that I started back up in the game. They're probably gonna send the message any second.
Meta guy. People.
So we looked at them.
There's not too many people at the moment. Mm. Tourists are usually still sleeping at this time.
And we didn't.
And villagers are already at work. Meta guy.
Meta guy. Let's see what he has to tell us this time.
Meta guy greets Elian. He has some new advice for him. First of all, what he said about exploration works also with people. Talking more than one time, and eventually in a different moment, someone could even have a quest or a prize for him. He chuckles after saying that. Also, the guy asks Elian if he's found any ghosts yet. If he finds them and cannot defeat them, then he has to run away. If he can defeat them instead, he will be able to defeat them in a few blows.
And this will be important for the next part.
To market, to the main road, lamppost, to the... Rather than a point of connection, it looks like a clear separation between the tourist part of the village and normal villagers. The lack of an actual street makes it even more evident. You have reached Harbor Village, Main Road.
Okay.
Saving point. You saved the game.
Save the game. No healing that time.
Edge of the road. The road isn't even safe. One little mistake, and a car could fall into the ravine. Tap water. Ironically, this spot is visited much more often from villagers by foot, since it's a source of clean, fresh water. To the square. To the villagers' houses. Saving point.
We've been to the square, so we'll head to the villagers' houses.
The actual village is there. Fishermen, farmers, and artisans. From here, there's a good sight of the wharf.
All right.
You have reached Harbor Village. Villagers' houses.
There's Doggo again.
Bench. The sea breeze damaged it over time. Villagers. Some of them are ready to go to work. Others are talking among themselves during a short break. Weather vane. Okay. It is placed above the roof of the house of a fisherman. Manhole. It is closed, and it won't open. To the main road. To the wharf. Bench.
Now you'll go to the wharf.
There's some boats, and that's what Elian was searching for. It's time to ask. There must be at least one person who can help him. You have reached Harbor Village, wharf. Nets. They are used for fishing. At the moment, they lie on the ground. Doctor. He's the doctor of the town. Still, his clinic is not exactly a hospital. Speedboat owner. Wharf.
Back to her.
There's some boats docked here. To the villagers' houses. Speed. A woman is next to a speedboat in the wharf. Seems like she's the owner of the vehicle. Elian is about to ask for a ride, but his request is interrupted by some screams in the distance. He must see what happened. The woman says they came from the tourist area of the village.
Okay.
Wharf. To the villagers' houses.
So now I have to go to the square.
You have reached. Harp to the wharf. To the main road.
Main road.
You have reached. To the square.
Square. I wonder why those steps are concrete, but to the houses, like going to the main road.
You have reached Harbor Village Square.
Or dirt or mud or whatever that is.
Lampposts. People. There's not too many people at the moment. Tourists are usually still sleeping at this time. Meta guy.
We heard that.
To market. To the main road. Lampposts. This. To the main road. People. To market.
Check the market. Or was it in the tourist area?
You have reached Hub Stand. Crap. To the bridge. Crap. There's a lot of noise. To the tourist area.
I think it was here, maybe? Yep.
Elian reaches the place. There's someone lying on the ground. He's not moving anymore, and no one dares to go closer.
Uh-oh.
You have reached Harbor Village, tourist area, off-road. Tourists. The couple are shocked at the sight of the corpse. One of them is starting to feel sick. Corpse. Crowd. Corpse. Elian checks the body. He's dead. Suddenly he has some kind of vision. A green smoke becomes visible inside the lungs of the corpse. It must be his power in action. It was the effect of a plague. He has been infected, and then he died. Actually, there's a trail of that smoke that leads to a rat which is still in the area. Before Elian arrived, he saw some rat near the corpse. If that smoke represents the plague, then those rats will infect everyone. People clearly don't see that smoke, but they're still getting nervous, and someone has already announced the arrival of a plague. Elian decides to follow the rats. Maybe he's just in time to avoid things getting worse. He doesn't have a problem since he's a Dampier. Like vampires, they are completely immune to human plagues.
All right.
Crowd. A lot of people gather here. Someone even dares to take some photos of the corpse. To market. Off-road. Tourist. Elian follows the rat. There's a lot of mess, and it's difficult to dodge people and obstacles. His only help is people's reactions and screams when they see the rat. Unfortunately, it's not enough to not lose his tracks. You have reached Harbor Village. Market. Stands. Crowd. To the square. To the tourist. To the bridge.
To the bridge. Here we go.
The rat Elian was chasing arrives here and disappears below. You have reached Lampo Bridge. Rats. To entry. Rat. Some rats gather here. To the market. Lamppost Bridge. The rat that Elian saw joins a horde of rats below the bridge.
Look at this.
They all disappear inside a passage which was hidden until now.
Good sound design.
If a vampire is in this village, then he must be there. To entry. To the market. Hidden path.
I like how the footsteps kind of have the reverb.
As suspected, there's an abandoned underground passage. Elian is pretty sure that a vampire is hidden here and must have the power to control rats. The path splits in two. You have reached Village Underground, West. Wheelbarrow. An empty wheelbarrow lies on the ground. It fell sideways. Broken lantern. Unfortunately, it's not usable anymore. To the bridge. East exit. Northeast exit. Wheelbarrow. East.
Let's go east.
On the way, Elian notices an iron wheel and a great-shaped gate. There must be a system of gates that can be opened and closed.
Maybe.
You have reached village infected rats. The battle begins. One 100% life points.
Health is pretty good.
The battle ends. Elian gains 120 experience points. Elian increases his experience level. Press control.
All right.
Iron wheel.
I still don't remember. If someone said it, I missed it. But if anyone knows what level you need to be at to get the hidden bosses, please let me know.
You opened the inventory page. 20. Blood vial.
Hey, I'm not. You opened
life point. Experience
points.
That's
a good amount of blood vials.
Elian reached level 4. 3,960 experience for the next level. You're back in the infected rats.
Right.
The battle begins. The battle ends.
That's done.
Elian gains 120 experience. Iron corpse. The body has been devoured. Probably by rats. West exit. East exit. Iron wheel. Corpse. Iron. The chain of the iron wheel is strained, so the gate connected must be open. Will Elian close the connected gate?
We don't want to.
Press the left arrow. Corpse. East eggs. A great shape. West.
So now we have to go west.
You have reached north.
Northeast exit.
It's getting darker, and many infected rats wander along the path.
Okay.
You have reached village under infected rats. The battle begins. Less than 75% life points.
How? I didn't even think I was hit.
The battle
Victory.
Ends. Elian gains 120. Rat excrement. There's a great pile of it in a corner. The smell is terrible. Southwest exit. East exit. Rat excrement. East exit.
We'll go east.
As Elian proceeds, he can hear the sound of many bats. They must be above his head and ready to attack him at any moment.
Typically where bats are is above your head.
You have reached village saving point. You saved the game.
Damn, that wasn't a heal.
Iron wheel.
Look at this iron wheel.
The chain of the iron wheel is loose, so the gate connected must be closed. Will Elian open the connected gate? Press the left arrow to do that. Press the right arrow to not do that. Elian turns the wheel. The chain gets wrapped around it. Now the gate is open.
Okay.
Flock of bats.
Flock of bats.
The battle begins. Less than 75% life points.
Ow. That's what happens when you just attack and don't pay attention to what's going on.
The battle ends. Elian gains 140 experience. Saving point. You iron wheel. Bones. There are many human bones. Looks like someone's victims are stored here.
Maybe.
The rest are left to the animals. Flock of bats. The battle begins. Less than 75% life points.
Okay, health is still fine. For right now.
Less than 75% life points. The battle ends. Elian gains one. Saving point. Iron wheel. Bones. West exit. Southeast. Saving point. South. A great shaped gate blocks the way. Okay. Hellion must find the wheel connected to this gate if he wants to proceed from here.
Now we go
west.
West.
You have reached village east exit. Southwest.
Southwest.
You have reached village northeast. East.
East.
You have reached village east exit.
East.
This system of gates is quite complicated. Hellion ignores the purpose of this place. Maybe it was a strategic point to defend this village from invasions. Who knows?
All right.
You have reached Rusty Shovel. The shovel is still usable, but it's not recommended. Flock of bats. The battle begins.
Oh, I didn't want to do that. But I think we'll get a couple more at some point during this level. If I remember correctly. Ow.
The battle ends. Hellion gains Rusty Shove medical kit. Hellion finds a medical kit, but this time it's already empty.
Dang
How
it.
Disappointing.
Yes, that is very disappointing.
Iron wheel.
You're not supposed to be empty, you're supposed to give me blood vials.
The chain of the iron wheel is loose, so the gate connected must be closed. Will Hellion open the connected gate?
Yes, I will.
Press the... Hellion turns
will.
The wheel, and the chain gets wrapped around it. Now the gate is open.
All right.
Infected rats. The battle begins. More than 75% life points. The battle ends. Hellion gains.
All right.
Rusty Shove medical kit. East exit. A great shaped gate blocks the way. Hellion must find the wheel connected to this gate if he wants to proceed from here. West iron wheel.
Okay, now we have to go back west.
You have reached village east exit. West.
Back west. From there.
You have reached east exit. North.
Northeast.
You have reached village east exit.
East.
You have reached south village.
Southeast.
Both the paths connect here. The other path is closed by the gate. So in front of Hellion, there's only one passage left, and it's guarded by a huge rat. The vampire must be behind him.
Uh-oh.
You have reached the iron wheel. The chain of the iron wheel is loose, so the gate connected must be closed. Will Hellion open the connected gate?
Yes.
Press the... Hellion turns the wheel. The chain gets wrapped around it. Now the gate in front of him is open. Rat corpses. They have been devoured. From the giant rat, it seems.
You cannibal.
Giant rat.
You don't go eating your own kind.
Northwest exit. West exit.
And again, you're not...
East exit.
Civilized.
Iron wheel.
So?
Rat corpses.
Yeah.
Giant rat.
Let's look at this giant rat. Okay, now there's that bug again. I used left control, the text came up, and as you heard, it just played the rat sound, but he's not speaking.
As Hellion goes forth, that giant beast squeals out loud, making a terrible noise, and rushes toward him at an unsteady pace.
Now, if I remember correctly,
the battle begins.
This one has a deadly attack, but it doesn't ding. Yep. I don't know if it's necessarily a deadly. But this thing does double attacks.
More than 75% life points.
So, pretty healthy. Victory.
The battle ends. Elian gains 500 experience points. Elian gets blood vial.
I'll take it. Okay, now that is definitely weird. So as you saw, the battle just ended. I pressed control. The text came up. It played that rat sound, but again, he's not speaking.
The huge rat falls sideways and squeals in agony for a while, before dying in a pool of blood. Now nothing separates Elian from the vampire.
All right.
West exit, east exit, iron wheel, rat corpses, northwest, west exit, east exit, west exit, east exit. West exit.
We've already gone. So we came from northwest. So we want to go here.
You have reached village underground. Center east. East exit.
I want to go back here then. Okay.
You have reached east exit.
Yep. This is where we want to be. I wonder what we're walking on there. Are we climbing up a ladder?
Elian exits from the passage and finally finds the village. He's disappointed since he missed the vampire.
Sounds like it.
But it must be underground somewhere. Maybe with a torch he might find it.
Okay.
Elian's attention is caught by people. There's a lot of noise. Apparently things escalated quickly. Someone is pretending to be a plague spreader and is seeding the panic. Maybe they just want to get the chance to steal something. Even worse, on the other hand, is that some other people have got a torch and are acting like a group of vigilantes. What's happening? Anyway, Elian is interested in one of those torches.
Okay.
You have reached Harbor Village. Villagers' houses. Bench. Plague spreader. The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 50 experience points. Press bench. Weather vane. Plague spreader. The battle begins.
Ow.
The battle ends. Elian gains. To the main.
We're gonna go to the main road.
You have reached half to the villagers' house, to the square, tap water, to saving point. You save edge of the road, tap water, to the square,
that.
To the villagers' houses, saving to the square.
I was gonna try to save and hope that would heal me, but it doesn't.
You have reached Harbor Village. Lamppost. Plague spreader. The battle begins. The battle ends.
You guys die easily.
Elian gains. Lamppost. Vigilante. Meta. Vigilante. Elian aims at his torch. The difficult part is not winning, but knocking him out without killing him. The battle begins.
Ow. Victory.
The battle ends. Elian gains 100 experience points. Elian gets torch.
Right.
Lamppost, meta guy, to market, to the main road. Lamppost, to the main road. To meta, to
I think we went here, maybe. Because I want to hit that saving point and
you
heal.
Have reached Harbor. To the square, to the tourist area, to the bridge.
Yeah, I think it was this way.
You have reached hidden passage, to the market, to entry.
Yep.
You have reached Harb saving point. You saved to the bridge. You have reached Harb hidden passage to the market.
And we're going to go back to, I think it was at the villagers' houses, and enter the passage.
You have reached Harb to the square.
The way we don't
to the tourist area.
Have to go through that
to the
hole. Maze thing underground again.
You have reached to the main road to market to the.
Although it shouldn't be too bad with the gates open, it's easier because it's like right here.
You have reached hop to the villagers to the square to the.
Right here.
You have reached hop bench plague spreader. The battle begins.
We will kill you and get some
the battle
experience.
Ends. Alien bed weather vane plague spreader.
Thank you.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien bed weather to the to the main
to the underground. Here we go.
You have reached village underground east. Iron wheel, rat corpses, northwest egg, west egg, east exit, west.
Okay, now I guess you have to come through the other side.
You have reached village east egg.
Let's try going back east and see if there's any difference.
You have reached village iron rat northwest east eggs, west exit, east exit.
Nope. So I have to enter through the bridge.
You have reached Harp Bench, plague spreader.
Looks like.
The battle begins.
Luckily, these die easy.
The battle ends. Alien plague spreader.
And we get some experience.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien to the wharf, to the main road. You have reached Harb to the villagers' houses. To the square.
Back to the square.
You have reached Harb to the main road. To market. You have reached Harb to the square. To the tourist area. To the bridge.
Bridge.
You have reached Lampo Bridge to enter the market. Hidden
hidden passage.
You have reached village northeast exit. East.
All right. East exit.
You have reached village west exit. East.
We'll go here.
You have reached. East exit, west exit.
Go here.
You have reached the east egg, west egg.
Dang it. Telegram, why do you keep.
You have reached to the harbor village bench, to the main road, to the underground.
A lot of people spamming Telegram right now.
You have reached the east exit, west.
Actually, now that I think about it, I don't think it's
You
there.
Have reached on, village underground, turn. Center east.
God, so spammy.
East egg, rusty shovel. East, west egg. You have reached the east egg, west exit. You have reached north village, east exit. To the bridge, east, north.
I think it was here.
You have reached village east egg.
And here.
You have reached village southeast west exit. Flock of bats.
Dang it.
The battle begins.
Ow.
More than 75% life points.
We're supposed to hit the down arrow, not the right
The
arrow.
Battle ends. Alien, southeast.
I think it was here.
You have reached village east exit, west east exit.
No? Then where?
You have reached harbor to the wharf. Bench to the main, to the under.
Where was this thing? This is.
You have reached village east west exit. Northwest.
I think it was here.
You have reached the southeast west exit, flock of bats.
Ugh.
The battle begins.
You know what I wonder? If there's something I'm supposed to look at there, and I just keep missing it. Probably what it is.
Less than 75% life points.
Ow.
The battle ends. Alien, Southie. You have reached Iron Village, Rat Corp, Northwest, West, East, Iron Wheel, Rat Corp, Northwest exit.
Maybe it was here, I think. I just have to look at something.
You have reached the saving point. Iron Wheel, flock of bats. The battle begins. Less than 50% life points. The battle ends. Alien, say iron bone, flock of bats.
Ugh.
The battle begins.
You again.
The battle ends. Alien, say I bow west south saving point southeast west egg.
Is it here?
You have reached infected rats. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien rat ceiling.
Here it is. Yes. This is exactly what we're looking for.
Alien checks the ceiling. Now that he has a torch, he can clearly see a hole above his head. Looks like a passage. It's time to figure out how to reach that passage. To the secret pass. Southwest. East. Infected rats. Rat excrement. Southwest exit.
We fought that already.
You have reached northeast east exit.
I want to say it was this one over here.
You have reached village underground. Set the battle begins. The battle ends. Alien. Iron wheel. The chain of the iron wheel is strained, so the gate connected must be open. Will Alien close the connected gate? Alien turns the wheel, and the chain is released. Now the gate is closed. East exit. West.
I'll go back west.
You have reached village.
Go back. Northeast.
You have infected village underground. The battle begins. Less than 50% life points.
Fight you.
The battle ends. Alien Ratek to the secret passage.
Okay, here we go.
Alien climbs the gate and reaches the ceiling, passing through the hole. So this is where the vampire was hidden. A very clever trick indeed. Suddenly, Alien hears the voice of two people. It sounds like a fight. He rushes to that place. But the battle has ended in no time. The vampire lost. The other person notices your presence and rushes very quickly towards a secret exit. Alien must know what's happened. You have reached village underground. Dying vampire. Bottle!
We'll come back to him.
There's human blood inside. Alien gets one blood vial.
Alright, how many do I have?
You opened the inventory page. 21. You're back in furniture.
So I'm good on
bottle. Despite the place, this wide room actually resembles one of a wealthy owner. The whole place, from a certain point of view, is an underground fortress. To the underground. To the main road. Dying vampire. The vampire is gonna die very soon. Alien asks him who that man was. The vampire looks Alien in the eyes. He knows his Dampier nature, so he says that it's impossible Alien doesn't know him. Every vampire or half-blood knows him, and when he arrives, it's the end. He must be someone very important. Alien wants to know more, but he'll save those questions for the person concerned. Instead, he asks him one more question. He wants to know if the plague was his doing. Hearing this question, the vampire starts to laugh out loud. Alien doesn't understand. The vampire replies that it wouldn't make any sense to him infecting his own blood farm. The rats had nothing to do with this. Actually, even if they are infected, this plague has no effect on animals. It's deadly only for humans. He adds that humans always make mistakes, and then they keep repeating them, never learning. They are used to sowing their errors and then harvesting their consequences. He tells Elian that he's fighting for a lost cause, and then he dies, turning into ash. Elian must reach that man. He might be able to help him somehow, or give some precious information at least. To the main road.
And now we'll get out of there.
The light from the surface enters through the exit. Among the surroundings, there was another hidden passage. This one closes on its own, so Elian can't go back. But there's no reason to do that. The person he's chasing is quite distant, but he saw him going to his right. He's probably going to the wharf.
Okay.
You have reached to the villagers' houses. To the square. Tap water. To the square.
I'm going to go...
You have reached part to the main road to market.
Here.
You have reached part to the square, to the tourist area, to the bridge.
Heal up.
You have reached part hidden path to the market, to entry. You have reached half saving. You saved to the bridge.
There we go.
You have reached hidden passage to the market.
Go here.
You have reached harbor to the square, to the tourist.
I think we're supposed to go here next.
You have reached harbor to market.
Nope. Oh yeah, well...
You have reached Harbor Village. To the tourist area. To the square.
He did say the guy probably went to the wharf, so I think they want us to go to the wharf.
You have reached Harbor to the main road. You have reached to the village. Harbor... You have reached up to the wharf. Elian arrives, but yep. One boat has already sailed. He bets that the guy he was chasing is inside it. There's another problem. There's just one last boat, and apparently its crew might decide to sail sooner rather than later.
I wouldn't blame him.
You have reached Nett's doctor. The doctor is desperate. If things deteriorate further, he won't be able to cure everyone. Speedboat owner. Elian stops the woman and asks if some guy arrived suddenly and sailed with a boat. She thinks Elian is talking about that handsome man and affirms he was directed to a particular city. Elian now has a destination. He also asks for passage. She will accept on just one condition. Apparently a crowd of people gathered in the square, and she doesn't want someone to get injured or worse. She figured that Elian is not an ordinary traveler, so she wants him to stop the crowd. Elian is forced to accept.
Okay.
War. To the villagers' house.
So now we're going to go to the square.
You have reached hot bench, plague spreader. The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains bench, weather plague spreader. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien get weather to the main to the wharf.
Yep, there's no save point there. So we're just gonna go to the main road.
You have
how's my health?
Harbor Village. Life 100 experience. Alien reached level
good.
4. 1,210. You're back in the map.
Alright.
Saving point. You say edge of the road. Tap water. To the square.
To the square.
Things have definitely gotten out of hand. A lot of people are gathered here, armed with pitchforks, and scream out loud to hunt any potential culprit of the plague. Even people who have nothing to do start to get hurt for no reason. It's time to stop this nonsense. You have reached Harbor Village Square.
Okay.
Lampposts. Vigilante. The battle begins.
Hello.
The battle ends. Alien. Lampo. Pitchforks armed crowd. Meta guy. To market. Pitchforks armed crowd.
Talk to them. Okay, there it is again. I hit left control. There's the text, but no speech.
Alien marches towards the crowd and says to stop this nonsense. But they won't listen to him. They just get even more angry. They surround him and insinuate that he has something to do with the plague. The battle begins. Less than 75% life points. Battle ends. Alien gains 400 experience points. Press.
Hey, there we go again. Got the text and the sounds, but it didn't read.
Alien defeats the one who looks like the leader of the crowd.
Maybe
and they start to calm down.
But I don't know.
Just at that moment, behind the crowd, through the market area, a vehicle passes and goes toward the entrance of the village. It's the off-road vehicle of the tourists. Alien notices the green smoke trail coming from the tourist who was sick. He didn't notice that before, but it seems like he was the real cause. And now that they've left this place, the plague will probably be spread without any control. Elian tells them that one of the tourists was the cause because... Actually, Elian can't tell them the reason. His power can't be explained to people.
No, it can't.
He's trying to find a good explanation instead of this, but it's not necessary. The crowd already believes him and swear angrily at the tourists. Elian is frustrated at the reaction, but he knows how it works. People love easy scapegoats, especially when they are not in a position to defend themselves. But the violence has stopped, and that's what counts at the moment. So Elian can return to the wharf.
Okay.
Lampo to the main road. To market. To the
main road.
You have read to the
villagers' houses.
You have reached to the wharf.
Wharf.
You have reached nets. They are used for fishing. At the moment, they lie on the ground.
That's typically what nets are for.
Doctor. He saw Elian stopping the crowd. The doctor thanks him and offers him 3 transfusion bags. Since they have been infected by some plague spreader, he can't use them anymore. He apparently noticed that Elian is not human and not a vampire. He simply accepts the gift without confirming anything and leaves. Elian obtained 3 blood vials.
Okay.
Speedboat owner. Elian returns and tells the woman the good news. She's surprised and thanks him. Introductions can wait, so they both sail on the speedboat. To the speedboat! Despite the nature of the village, there is a speedboat. Technology spread really is something. The crew aboard is composed of 5 members. 2 of them are on the outside. The other 3 are inside with Elian, and their leader apparently is among them. You have reached speedboat inside. Saving point. You saved the game.
And that is...
You opened the menu page. Life points.
Part 5 of Let's Play Hellhunter Antinomen. When we come back, we will continue our trip on this speedboat and see what happens. Thank you guys for watching, and I will see you in the next video.